Robot or not, robot or not.
John, Paul wrote in to the robot at theincomparable.com and asked about cobots, which are collaborative robots. Does John consider a cobot to be a true robot, as it requires a human to function? Does John think there are any current robots, cars, vacuums, etc., that qualify as cobots? I have come across the term in the context of factories of the future, where humans and cobots will work hand in deadly metal claw to build products of the future. So I guess he's kind of asking here about, like, if a human and augmented machine collaboration, you know, does that have a, does that deserve a name of its own, like cobot? And, you know, when does a robot, when is it just a cobot? Is everything that fails your robot terminology maybe by definition a cobot because it requires a human to help it?
I've never heard the term cobot before. I kind of get the idea of like that you worked, humans work together with robots, but like, let's just take our little friend Roomba, our little, one of our minimal robots. If you follow the Roomba around and like help it sweep up and you're kind of working together, it's doing one part, you're doing another, you kind of meet in the middle, it sees you, it backs off, goes in the other direction, blah, blah, blah. Did it suddenly become a cobot, or are you just helping out with a robot that was already doing its thing? Like, I mean, does the cobot need to be aware that you exist? I mean, the Roomba is aware that you exist if you get in its way or whatever, yeah. But it doesn't know that it's doing a job with you. Like, I don't know the level of dependence here. If a cobot can't do anything without the person there, it's not a robot. If it is a robot that also has the ability to sense when a person is trying to collaborate with it and can collaborate, then it's a robot that's pretty fancy and cool and can do stuff. But I don't know if the term, I mean, cobot sounds like a marketing thing where, yeah, it's like, put robots in your factory, but then the humans can help them.
Yeah, big robot.
It's
that's
big
just robot.
Like a robot.
Big robots trying to get you with this term. This is just all big robot marketing. Yeah, because I mean, these are tools, right? And I think you're right. I think either they're tools that people use, or they're robots that are taking commands from people.
The robots can be aware that a person, like, again, Roomba is aware barriers exist, sure, to its doing its work, but it isn't aware that people exist and may be collaborating with it. But a more fancy Roomba could be aware that people exist and could collaborate with it and could pass information and stuff back and forth. Like, it could beep when it's coming into a room, and if you shout back at it, it could go to another room. And like, that's just a better robot. It's not, I wouldn't call it a cobot.
I was going to say, in the factory of the future, that is totally a lie and they're going to kill all humans. Where a human and a cobot are working side by side, where the human does some things and hands it off, and then a cobot does some things autonomously and all of that, I would just say that's a person and a robot working in a factory together.
Yeah.
The human being part of the chain, if the robot, if the device is being independent and making these decisions and all of that, then it's a robot. And if it's just a forklift or whatever, it's not a robot. A person has to control everything it does. So I feel like it's, Yeah, this is definitely a marketing term. We're all going to work together, everybody, humans and robots. Or should we say cobots, because they're your friends.
Robot or not.